Ezekiel chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month of the year, the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all of Egypt. Speak and say, Thus says the sovereign, Yahweh. Understand, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon who lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, My river is my own, and I have made it for myself. And I will put hooks in your jaws, and I will cause the fish of your rivers to stick to your scales, and I will bring you up from out of the midst of your rivers, and all the fish from your rivers will stick to your scales, and I will leave you thrown into the wilderness, you and all the fish from all of your rivers, and you will fall upon the open fields, and you will not be brought together nor gathered. I've given you to be food for the animals of the field and for the birds of the heavens. And all the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am Yahweh, because they have been a staff made of reeds to the house of Israel. When Israel did take hold of you by the hand, by your hand, you did break, and you tore all of their shoulders. And when they leaned upon you, you broke, and you made all of their loins to endure standing on their own. For this reason, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Understand that I will bring a sword upon you, and cut off man and animal from out of you, and the land of Egypt will be desolate and waste, and they will know that I am Yahweh, because he has said, The river is mine, and I have made it. For this reason, understand that I am against you and against your rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Syene to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man will pass through it, nor a foot of animal will pass through it, neither will be it inhabited for 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste will be desolate for 40 years, and I will scatter the Egyptians amongst the nations. And I will disperse them throughout the countries. Yet, thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, at the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the people to where they have been scattered, and I will return away, I will turn away the captivity of Egypt, and I will cause them to return to the land of Pathros, into the land of their habitation, and they will be there a very lowly esteemed kingdom. Egypt will be the lowest of the kingdoms, neither will it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them so that they shall no longer rule over the nations. And Egypt shall no longer be the confidence of the house of Israel, who brings their iniquity to remembrance when they will look after them, but they will instead know that I am the sovereign, Yahweh. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month of the year, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, and still he had no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against Tyrus. For this reason, thus says the sovereign, Yahweh, Understand that I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he will take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it will be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor with which he served against it, because they worked for me, says the sovereign Yahweh. In that day I will cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and I will give you the opening of the mouth in the midst of them, and they will know that I am Yahweh. End of chapter.